And then lower down on the next set of petals come the four orders of tantric divinities. That is to say, divinities, Buddhas, Bodhisattvas and so on, belonging to the four main subdivisions of the Tantra. And these are really the yidams. So all these can be used as yidams, or selected, or chosen as yidams. And there are several hundreds of them. Some are peaceful, with smiling faces. Others are wrathful, with ferocious, terrifying expressions. Some of the yidams have two arms. Some have four. Some have 16. Some have 32. Some of the yidams are bright red in colour, others are green, others are blue, others are yellow, others are black. Some of them have human heads, one or more. Others even, a few, have heads of animals. These are the yidams. It's impossible to mention even a few of their names, but they all represent different aspects of, or embodiments of different aspects of, the Dharma. Represent different possibilities of approach to the enlightenment experience. And then below the yidams, on yet more layers of petals, unfolding from that central calyx, one sees dharkas and dharkinis, i.e. the spiritual companions. And they're all represented, as usually in tantric art, as young, usually 16 years of age, beautiful, for the most part naked, or nearly so, and underneath them, on yet more petals, on tiers of petals, one sees guardian deities, or protectors of the Dharma, usually very fierce in form. And these represent, these protectors or guardians represent, the powerful spiritual influences that shield the tantric disciple from psychic danger and disaster. Usually when one receives an important, that is a powerful tantric initiation, you're also given the initiation of the guardian, who as it were wards off from you any undesirable spiritual or psychic influences that may get in the way of your practice, or even may be perhaps stimulated by your practice. So these are the guardians, the protectors of the Dharma. They are all powerfully built, very strong looking. And they're of different colours, and they're all wrathful or ferocious in appearance, and they're armed with weapons of many different kinds. Some of them indeed trample underfoot the enemies of the Dharma. Now one might think that the refuge tree was already rather overpopulated. You've got three Buddhas in the front, Bodhisattvas to the left, Arahants to the right, piles of books behind. Then in the centre you've got Padmasambhava, hundreds of gurus, yidams, dharkas and dharkinis, guardians, hundreds upon hundreds of figures altogether. But we haven't yet done. There are more still. And where? There are more above the head of Padmasambhava. These are the gurus, as it were, of the purely spiritual lineage, the telepathic lineage, where initiation, teaching, etc. is instructed or is imparted just telepathically, mind to mind, heart to heart. So here, in this lineage, above the head of Padmasambhava, one encounters the archetypal Buddhas. One sees the figure of Amitabha, the red Buddha, with his begging bowl. Amitabha, the Buddha of infinite light and eternal life. And above him still, higher yet, one sees the figure, the shining white figure of Vajrasattva. And above even Vajrasattva, one sees the dark brown figure of the Adi Buddha, the primordial Buddha, Samantabhadra, the all good, cross-legged, naked, and clasping to his bosom his feminine counterpart.